This year, we're recognizing an organization that provides air transportation and medical care and other compassionate purposes with their aircraft for families and military service people. The organization is the Veterans Airlift Command, and we have a short video to show you that provides a good understanding of what the group is and what they are all about.
A patch of skin on his arm is the only normal skin left for an Aurora Air Force sergeant. A bomb burned Israel Del Toro so badly that he's just now able to see his family for the first time in 2 years. Tara Williams reports live from the newsroom tonight with the story of his first class and complimentary flight from San Antonio. Tara.
Byron, Israel Del Toro, his wife, his four-year-old son, and their two dogs flew for free on a private jet to Aurora last week. A nonprofit group called Veterans Airlift Command sponsored the trip, their mission, to get Del Toro back to Aurora for his 32nd birthday bash and his welcome home party.
This is Israel Del Toro in 2004 with his brother and sisters. This is him then with his wife and son. And this is Israel Del Toro now.
If I thought I was a monster, what was going to take my three-year-old son?
Del Toro, a sergeant in the Air Force, was blasted by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan a year and a half ago. Almost his entire body was burned.
And the sound that I heard is the same sound that you'll hear, like if you put a hot pan in water. I think it's just this patch that I have left of my original skin.
Del Toro has been recovering in an Army burn center in San Antonio ever since.
Yeah.
Last week, thanks to the Veterans Airlift Command Service and volunteer pilots, Del Toro, his family, and even his dogs boarded a plane and flew home to Aurora. Paul Wood is one of the volunteer pilots. He will take Del Toro back to Texas.
In any way we can help them, you know, get to a chance to see their family and help them recuperate, we're more than happy to do it.
And Del Toro's family is more than happy to have him back home after 2 years.
It's great to have him home. We were really happy to throw a big party for him.
So what's next for this Purple Heart recipient? He says a surgery to fix his hand so he can throw a ball just a little bit better. He may look different on the outside, but on the inside, Del Toro says he's the same husband, the same brother, and the same dad.
You know, he was afraid to touch me. But now he just sees me like good old dad and jumps on me and, you know, plays with me, wrestles with me, so...
And Del Toro and his family fly back to San Antonio tomorrow morning. If you would like more information on the group offering free flights to injured soldiers, you can find that information on our website at myfoxchicago.com. Just click on the Scene on TV section. Live in the newsroom tonight, Tara Williams, Fox News, Chicago.
Great to see him having fun with his family.
With us today to accept the NBAA Al Yulchi Humanitarian Award on behalf of the Veterans Airlift Command is its founder, Walter Fricke. Walter, would you please come forward?
Thank you, Ed and Al. And most of all, this goes to the volunteers that fly the airplanes that take the likes of Israel Del Toro, who's the last guy in the world that ought to have to suffer the inhumanity of the TSA body search before he gets on an airplane. So we thank our volunteers, represented today by Alan Hoyt, the Chief Executive Officer of Western Aircraft in Boise, who's one of our financial supporters and volunteers, is sitting at our table if you'd like to say hello. Dick Shine is one of our volunteers, and probably several others in the room. Say your name, I know. We have a number of volunteers here, and thank you. And if you're not a volunteer and would like to, look us up, veteransairlift.org, and we accept aircraft contributions, cash works as well. Thank you.